Of fire, fire I sing, that have more cause to cry. In the great chamber of the king, a city mounted high. Old London that hath stood in state above 600 years. In 6 days' space, woe and alas, is burned and drowned in tears. The 2nd of September, in the middle time of night, in Pudding Lane it did begin to burn and blaze outright, where all that gazed were so amazed at such a furious flame. They knew not how or what to do that might expel the same. It swallowed Fish Street Hill, and straight it licked up Lombard Street. Down Cannon Street, in blazing state, it flew with flaming feet. Down to the Thames, whose shrinking streams began to ebb away, as thinking that the power of fate had brought the latter day. Eurus, the god of eastern gales, was Vulcan's bellows now, and did so fill the flagrant sails that high-built churches bow. The leads they bear drops many a tear to see their fabrics burn. The sins of men made churches then in dusts and ashes mourn. With hand and feet in every street, they pack up goods and fly. Pitch, tar, and oil increase the spoil. Old Fish Street gins to fry. The fire doth range up to charge and every king's command. But in despite of all its might, the stout old founder stands. Out of the shops the goods are ta'en and hauled from every shelf, as in a shipwreck every man doth seek to save himself. A fire so hot a strength hath got, not water can prevail. 100 ton were it poured on would prove but like a pail. The crackling flames do fume and roar as billows do retire. The city, though upon the shore, doth seem a sea of fire, where steeple spires show in the fires like vessels sinking down. The open fields more safety yields, and thither fly the town. Up to the head of aged Paul's the flame doth fluttering fly. Above 100,000 souls upon the ground do die. 6 souls and lame all fly the flame, women with child we know are forced to run, the fire to shun, have not a day to go. Cradles were rocked in every field, and food was all their cry, till the king's bowels bread did yield, and sent them a supply. A father he of his country himself did sweetly show, both day and night with all his might he sought to ease our woe. The king himself in person there was, and the Duke of York, and likewise many a noble peer assisted in the work to quell the ire of this wild fire whose army was so high, and did invade so that it made 100,000 fly. From Sunday morn till Thursday at night, it roared about the town. There was no way to quell its might but to pull houses down. And so they did as they were bid by Charles, his great command. The Duke of York, some say, did work with bucket in his hand. At Temple Church and Holborn Bridge and Pie Corner, 'tis stenched. The water did the fire besiege. At Aldersgate it quenched. At Cripplegate, though very late, and eke at Coleman Street. At Basinghall the fire did fall. We all were joyed to see it. Bishopsgate Street to Cornhill End and Leadenhall secure. It to the postern did extend, Fanchurch doth still endure. Clothworkers' Hall did ruined fall, yet stopped the fire's haste. Mark Lane Tower Dock did stand the shock, and all is quenched at last. Many of French and Dutch were stopped, and also are confined. 'Tis said that they their fireballs dropped, and this plot was designed by them and those that are our foes, yet some think nothing so. But that our God with his flaming rod for sin sends all this woe. Although the fire be fully quenched, yet if our sins remain, and that in them we still are drenched, the fire will rage again. Or what is worse, a heavier curse in famine will appear. Where shall we tread when want of bread and hunger draweth near? If this do not reform our lives, a worse thing will succeed. Our kindred, children, and our wives will die for want of bread. When famine comes, 'tis not our drums, our ships, our horse or foot that can defend, but if we mend, we never shall come to't.